Yeah. And we're going to learn, Hashem, we're continuing Torah Vav and Likutei Moharan, which is the Torah of Elul. And we said that a person, tshuva, is a person, he gives the kavod, instead of taking kavod to himself, he gives the kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does a person do that? How does he humiliate himself? Right? So we said that when a person, he hears his disgrace, I'll be able to say that when a person hears his disgrace and he's silent, right? And we said a few ways of hearing a disgrace, and he's silent, not complaining, right? So then, that's tshuva. That's tshuva. And we learned also yesterday that's also what Ehye is. Ehye is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which literally means I will be. So that means before a person even does tshuva, he's not even in existence. Why? Because being, the only existence, the only being in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When someone does tshuva, he's preparing himself to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the existence. So he's preparing himself to be. Now he's a being in the world. But beforehand, before you do tshuva, before a person does tshuva, he's not even a being in the world. He's a nothing. So Rabbeinu teaches it also, the same learning, from the, we'll see, he hints it. Haga, perush, ki'achorei she'em ehyehu begimalti adam kamovad. The back, explain what this means. The back of the name ehyeh is the gimatia of dam, which means blood, which is 44. Dam is 44, right? Mem is 40. Dalet is 4. Together is 44. Right? Hainu, kshikotzim Hashem achorai. When you write Ehye backwards, what does that mean? The Hainu, Abinu says, Aleph. Then you go back. You say, Aleph Hey. And you go back and say, Aleph Hey Yud. And then, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. If you write it that way, every time you go back, together the gimatia will be 44, which is blood. Let's see. Aleph and Hey. Aleph is 1. Aleph and Hey is how much? 6. How much is that already?
7.
Aleph, Hey, and Yud is how much?
17.
16. Plus 7? 22. Ehe is how much? With the Aleph? 17. Plus another Hey? 20, 16 plus another A is 21. 21 and 23 is how much? 44. 44 is blood. Because we said, the person before he does tshuva, he has dirty bloods in him. Dirty bloods. He has to shed the blood. When someone gets a bizayon, disgrace, right? He flushes. He gets red, white, all kinds of colors, and it's just Purim. So then is that's his blood basically. But that's tshuva, which is also gimatia blood. So we did do tshuva, it's also blood, but dirty blood. You want to get the good blood, just do it has to be. Well, how do you be? You do tshuva, like we said. This means, right? How do you do tshuva? Disgrace. Disgrace, when you're silent, when there's a disgrace, that means you're doing tshuva. Right? I'm shvichu David. כי עדיין אדם שבח... It's David HaMelech says, David HaMelech said, וליבי חלל בקרבי. My heart is hollow in me, in my inside. What do you mean the heart is hollow? It says in the Kohelet that the Yetzirah, you know where he dwells in the heart? In the left part of the heart, right? The heart has a...
Two chambers.
Yeah. There's a right and a left, so up and down.
Both you have the main part, chambers, the right and the left. One goes to the lungs, one goes to the rest of the body, and then the valves.
So the top. The left is where the Yetzirah lives. That's where he lives, in the left part. It's his home. Actually, it's in the Kohelet. Right? And we have to get all the blood out of that place. The blood, the bad blood out of that. And we do that through Bizayon. So if someone gets a disgrace from someone, you should be happy. Oh! Baruch Hashem! I'm shedding the bad blood out. I'm embarrassed. It's a good thing. Right? It
means Hashem is paying attention to me.
Paying attention to me. He loves me. Right?
But it's hard.
Yeah? There's blood in that place, and we have to switch. Rabbeinu says, "La'afoch dam ledom." Dom is silent, like it says, "Vaidom Aaron." After the two children of Aaron, Hakohen, they were killed. It says, "Vaidom Aaron." Aaron was silent. He accepted the bizayon from Hashem, and he was silent. Dam and dom is spelled the same. Dam is dalad mem, and dom is dalad mem. Without a vav, it's written in the Torah. So you see, how do you get rid of the dam? Through dom. Through when you have a bizayon, you're silent, you get rid of the dam.
You also say dumb, be dumb, D-U-M-B is the you don't speak. Dumb, somebody that can't speak.
I thought it's English. Dumb means stupid.
Dumb means someone who can't speak.
Be dumb, can't speak.
Mute?
Yeah, mute. Yeah.
Dumb is not idiot?
D-U-M-B. No, no. It means you can't speak.
But what are you, dumb?
Deaf and dumb, I mean you can't hear, you can't speak. Close, huh?
That's where it came from. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Vaidom Aaron. What do you think? English was came after the Torah, right? After, right? Looking for the Torah, or English.
From the Torah. Well, in the universities back then, they required you to get in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew.
Really? When's right. back then?
The entrance exam.
When's
I,
back
I
then?
I did a post. Harvard. University entrance exam.
They what year? What year is?
1869. They required you to know Latin and Greek.
And Hebrew when?
And Hebrew was even earlier in the 1700s. I think they dropped the Hebrew.
Good. We don't want them dirtying up our language. You speak Greek?
No, I studied Latin.
You speak Latin? You could speak? I say, how are you in Latin?
Class is 72, so that's, let's see now.
It's been a few years, huh? 40 years ago.
30, 40?
40 years ago. 40, 41 years ago.
41 years ago.
I don't know why. Where was I then? I was in my previous Gilgal. You remember those years, Ezra?
Unfortunately.
Why? That's when you grew to come here.
The old movies.
1970s, huh? We after the years of college and stuff, right? A bit after.
No, I was still in college.
Really?
In and out, into the
70s, yeah. Yeah, so 72 was like middle of now.
You're also hanging around the hippies in those days?
No. No,
not with Ezra's cronies?
No, I wasn't into that. No, we had the middle of Vietnam, we had the draft.
You were drafted?
No, I wasn't drafted, but we had the draft call up.
You didn't go to the army, Ezra?
No.
How did you get out?
Which Vietnam?
Too old for that?
Yeah.
They wanted only up to 30 or something?
A young guy.
You were safe. Kamen Achman.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
Top. Anyways. A person has to be from those who hear Shomim Chapatam, they hear their disgrace, and they don't answer back. He doesn't care for his own kavod. Right? There's four, Rav Arush brings down from the Gemara, there's four levels of to hear your disgrace and to be silent. Four levels. You want to hear? Okay. First one is Ne'elavim and Anorvim. He hears his disgrace. He hears that someone spoke about him. He gets very insulted inside. He hears the insult. He gets very insulted. But right, he doesn't answer back, and inside he tells himself why it's not true what this guy said or whatever. Right, the guy comes and says, "You're a thief in front of everyone. You're this, you're that," and he gets very insulted, and he's silent, and he wants to say back. He doesn't have what to answer to make it easier. He doesn't say it out loud. He says it to himself, why to make his insult less. Okay, it's a high level, but it's the lowest level. The second level is. It's higher than the first level. What is it? He hears this insult. He's silent, and also to himself, he doesn't answer why it's not true what this guy says. It's quiet even inside. The third level is Osim Me'ahava. Not only that, he loves the one who gave him the insult. He's not happy with the insult, but he loves him. Why does he love him? He loves him, why not? You see, it's all Hashem and everything, but he knows from Hashem and everything, but it's very hard for him to insult, but he knows from Hashem and he loves the guy, he knows not the guy. The fourth level is he's happy with the insult. Not only he loves the guy, he's also happy. Oh, he gives him $100 and says, thank you, come again. It's awesome. Ah, what a disgrace. Everyone heard it. Yeah. You there, Ezra?
Masochism. We're called masochism.
Yeah.
Was being heard.
And then there's a level which doesn't exist here, because it's not a level. It's a level of minus. It's someone who answers the one who gives him an insult. The one who answers the one who gives him an insult. He answers the one who gives him the insult.
So he's not silent.
Right. It's not good. Okay? Okay. And when a person fulfills Dom Hashem, when a person is silent, right, and he does tshuva and understands that these come, all these insults and the disgrace come to him just in order to clean up his, all of his sins, and he's silent not in order to say, ooh, what a tzaddik this guy is, psh, get an insult and he's not there. He's silent for Hashem, amash. Hashem, tziu, help me not to answer. Right? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he throws for him gadgets. What's gadgets? Holes?
Tools.
Holes like?
Tools.
Gadgets? No. Hallows. He makes hallows in his heart. What does that mean? That's what it says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he, you know what halal means? Hallows, right? Halal is a hallow place. Right? When a person, right, there's a phrase like that in English, but someone is full of gaiva, you say he's full of it, right? He's full of it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when someone hears this disgrace, and he's silent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him hollow. What does that mean?
No.
He becomes, instead of being full of himself, he becomes empty from himself and full of Hashem.
Come right in.
Huh?
Because he is heavy.
He's heavy. So that's why he can't do, someone has gaiva, cannot work.
The embarrassment, after you feel.
Lighter, relief. He can walk faster also, you know? Abinatan of Breslev, he grew up in a very rich family. He wore gold clothing, you know that? With gold, right? You read. And Rabbeinu said to one of the students, I see an Hashem, before Abinatan came, I see an Hashem which is going to get close to me. A very special Hashem, a big anava and everything. So they waited to see the Hashem, and then Rabbi Natan came. He was walking very fast. So I forgot who it was, Rabbi Yudel or whatever they were saying. Here, this is what Rabbeinu was probably referring to. Why? He's walking fast. Someone walks fast, it shows that he doesn't hold himself. He just does what he needs to do. He just doesn't get lost.
It's reason.
It's reason. Yeah, it's reason. That's what it means. The heart is empty. The left side is empty from this blood, and it's hollow. What does that mean? It's hollow. It's full of Hashem. Okay. And when someone does that, it's as if he's sacrificing. He's a shechting.
Slaughtering
the Yetzer. And through this, he marries the Kvod Eloki. Everyone suddenly gives him honor. Tzaddik is a chashuv.
It's called a tzaddik?
Huh?
The definition of a tzaddik?
No, never. I think people will say what a tzaddik, what a rav, what a this. Definition of a tzaddik, Zohar says what? Shmira sabris. That's the definition of a tzaddik. Where a person is holy, so that's what a tzaddik is.
Thank you all between you. say we have an effort of stone, half a stone. Every embarrassment, you break a bone.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, a person's work is, if a person looks at a tachlis of something, at a purpose of something, it's much easier to accept a lot of things in life. Right? He looks in a wider perspective about everything. A person got a disgrace, they got an insult from someone, or an insult, a disgrace from himself that he's so bad or whatever, that he realized that he's such a fool, that he does averos or whatever. If he looks at it just at the point, yeah, you're right, it's very hard. But the person, he moves back, and he sees a wider picture, and he says, first of all, it's all from Hashem. He looks even back, and he says, there's a reason for everything, and Hashem is helping me here to overcome. It's much, he's happy with the Yisurim. He's happy. He's happy with this Yisurim. They say that embarrassment is worse than physical pain. It's worse than physical pain, is embarrassment.
I don't know if it's embarrassment. I make a wrong calculation in one job. I make a price, say a price. At the end, I pay more how I get it.
You paid so more than.
No, let's say I make a price and I say 1,000 shekels. So let's say a price. And all the material was 1,000 shekels. So now I'm not finished, but I make a price. So I cannot change now the price. So this, for me, it was like embarrassment.
Yeah.
Is it embarrassment?
Yes.
Yeah. You feel like, I feel the pain.
You feel like you're a fool.
But what I did today, it was yesterday. I feel very bad with myself. So what I did today was I affected.
And also to say it, you know. Hashem, you did it. You want to show me that I can't do without you. Next time you have to daven before you make a calculation.
It was lazy.
I thought you do gardening.
Yeah, because I have a friend that moved from Iraq to me. He asked me to make a shelf in the bathroom. He said, yeah, it's okay. But good. I learned.
Oh, Hashem. It says in the pasuk, "Zovech todai chabdani," the one who sacrifices thank you, thanks, he gives me kavod to Hashem. What does that mean? So Rav Ashi explains here that's what we said just now, that when someone understands the disgrace from Hashem, he says thank you for that. When he's zovech, when he's shechtim etzera, and he even says thank you on that. That gives cover to Kadosh Baruch.
Because my Yetzer, I feel the connection to it. That's why it's money. It's I feel the root of it. So I have to break the Yetzer. It's a taka for you. So you break the things. I feel good.
So I'm gonna stop. I know it's a bit early, but I'm gonna stop now. It's 50 minutes early.
Now let's get into Marmalade.